no one actually agrees with you. With great respect, most scientists, I mean, it must be a massive conspiracy. It's the Greens, it's the Fieries, it's most scientists saying human beings have been putting carbon into the atmosphere since the Industrial Revolution. We're doing it on an enormous scale. We've cleared enormous amounts of land. We've killed the lungs of the world. We've got to pay the piper. And people like you are on 2GB and Sky News telling people that it's not true. You know, some people are really concerned. You've got school kids leaving school to go and march, and you're the last one standing going, don't worry, and you're giving hope to people when really you should be saying, guys, we've got to do something, because even if it's only a tiny chance this is true, it's going to be catastrophic.
Well, the arguments you put are very much the arguments that come from the huge industry that surrounds this whole thing. And the first thing that you said was that I'm in a minority. That is not true.
Well, what's the industry, David? What's the industry that is around the views I'm putting to you, or the question I'm putting to you?
Well, I've just finished a book on one of the fellows who started the Greenpeace thing.
Right.
And
Go on.
Well, one of his statements said he started it, and he was deeply involved in it.
Right.
And he opted out sometime a bit after the Rainbow Warrior event. And he said one of the strategies, and you can see it around, is that some of the big green organisations are tackling problems they don't want to solve, because that's where the huge crowdfunding comes from. Scientists I know, and I know a large number I've published in meteorological magazines, journals, the scientists I know, about half of them will be saying, well, have the points of view, and some of them have pointed out things to me.
I just find it amazing that you would call it an industry when you've got people. Hold on, you got people who are working for, you know, pretty low wages at places like Greenpeace and so on, trying to do something for the planet, and you're comparing them to people like coal executives who now populate the Prime Minister's office, and ex-people from News Limited who, frankly, would have lots of coins in their pocket because they've been working for industries that are well-entrenched and well-paid. I don't know. I just don't think you can compare. To call it an industry when you've got people doing it because they're really worried and other people doing it because they like to stack the shekels up, I just think it's really unfair. Look, if we were to sort of start to carve in stone all the people who denied climate change so that when the earth is ravaged by fire and drought, we'd still have a record there of those people, talking about John Howard, Tony Abbott, could we put your name up there? Would you be comfortable with that?
Yes, I would indeed, and include the names of Professor Plimer, Professor Garth Paltridge, the Sloan Professor of Meteorology at MIT, which is the top meteorological academic position in the world, put down the names of the scientists. And my observations from what I know about these scientists, and I was in the Bureau of Meteorology for about 8 years, about half, and those are the half that are not receiving substantial grants in these areas for their research.
But as I said to you before,
nobody has paid me a cent. Garth Paltridge, who is one of the world's climatological experts in modelling, I bet he hasn't received.
But as I said to you before, it's a hell of a gamble, isn't it, that you've got a lot of people saying there's a real storm coming, and you're saying, don't worry, pour me another pina colada, we're going to stay out here on the balcony, don't worry about the storm.
One thing, do not tell me what I am saying and what I am thinking. I will tell you what I'm saying and what I'm thinking.
But what I'm saying to you is that even if there's only a 20% chance that this is going to happen, shouldn't we start to pay our insurance? There's only a 1.5% chance that your house is going to burn down, but you still pay your $1,000 insurance every year. It just seems like a crazy gamble to go, oh, don't worry about climate change. It's irrelevant, or it's not true.